right, we're back. Scenery Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dutch government working hand in glove with Schwab. Documents reveal Dutch government is working with the World Economic Forum to implement the Great Reset. Hence all these people getting, the kids getting shot at, people being beat, trying to shut down these people's farming. I mean, the Dutch are responsible for so much farming and food to the world. It's just absolutely sick. I mean, I just, you know, this, you, like I said, you have to slap yourself to make you realize that this is reality. This is happening. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. You're going to love this one. Good old Tyson Food down there. Remember the Clintons? I wonder if they still sit on any of the boards down there at Tyson Foods. Let's listen to clip 7.
America's biggest U.S. meat processor, a giant in the industry called Tyson Foods. They've invested in an Israeli biotech company that is working to grow affordable meat in a laboratory. The Israeli startup is called Future Meat Technologies. They are focusing on producing fat and muscle cells to literally make meat in a lab without having to deal with live animals at all. Get this, international demand for meat is expected to double between now and 2050, when the Earth's population will surpass 9 billion people. And many scientists believe that growing meat in the lab is the only way in the future to meet the demand without literally destroying the Earth's environment.
We don't have enough water resources. We don't have enough land resources to grow the meat demands for the rapidly developing Chinese and Indian economies. This is why Tyson has been investing in substitute technologies. And they're very interested in our technology because we essentially have a roadmap ahead.
A bioengineer at Tel Aviv University is trying to grow chicken in a test tube. His one-year study is backed by a non-profit group called the Modern Agriculture Foundation. They want the world to stop raising animals for slaughter by developing so-called cultured meat. In 2013, we saw the first lab-grown hamburger. It cost $300,000, took 5 years to develop, and apparently wasn't very appetizing. Researchers say a chicken recipe will be trickier. Instead of gathering small fibers of cow muscle into a big hunk of meat, they'll try to create an entire piece of chicken using a single cell.
All right, so you can stop it there. You get the idea. You know, we're worried about these vaccines and their amount of adverse events. Just think about this lab test tube meat and the cancers and the things that could go wrong, especially with good old Israelis creating meat for the goyim. What do you think about that? What kind of backdoors and binary and trinary weapon systems will be embedded in that stuff, you know? This batch will have a nine-month death hit on them. So 9 months after they eat it, it'll bore its way. After they eat it, it'll bore its way into certain cells. And it'll be remaining dormant there until we, you know, trigger it somehow by EMF or some sort of, you know, wave system. You know, you can only just think about how crazy all that is. Let's get clip 1 ready. This was a caller to, I think it was Alex Jones a couple weeks ago, but I started digging after this caller called in, and there is some stuff floating around about these thread worms. Go ahead and roll clip 1.
Thank you. I'm not saying you're all wrong about that either. Let's talk to Adrian in California. Go ahead, Adrian.
Hello. Hello. So I'm a medical researcher, and I've discovered the true cause of COVID-19 and how it all works.
Tell
us. The vaccines change people's DNA and the stability of their system. This is called genetic engineering. But genetic engineering doesn't really work because the body normally rejects any changes to DNA. The body corrects its own DNA sequence always. So in order for the vaccine to work on people, they had to suppress people's immune system response. They did this by including a species of parasites called Strongyloides in the vaccine. These parasites are called threadworms. They're very common, and they're impossible to detect in the body. Out of 100 tests, 75 come back negative. They're one of the few species that are impossible to accurately test for. That's why COVID tests never really work. And so nearly all the cases of Strongyloides or threadworms cause no clear symptoms. They're all asymptomatic, just the same way COVID-19 is. The vaccine has the parasites in them, so people who get vaccinated, their bodies begin to produce the larva of threadworms in their cells. So the body will not attack itself. And this leads to people adapting to the COVID and to the parasites in their body.
So they use the parasite like a virus vector as the carrier to get your body to accept it.
Alex, I want to say I've studied everything you say. You're a very good expert on all the signs of this. I have to compliment you on that. This is also why ivermectin kills COVID, because ivermectin kills parasites.
We've got a mainstream article. Put that back up saying that. Yeah. Wow, that's powerful.
So these threadworms, the species is called threadworms. This should be blasted everywhere. If the world finds out that the threadworms are in our food, in our water, this is what they're doing to suppress people's immune systems. The threadworms lead to stuff like cancer and all these other kinds of stuff, reproductive harm, right? People are sterilized by this. So the threadworms kill people by eating their vitamins and minerals. They cause malnutrition. So what you're doing, providing, you know, vitamins and supplements that people are being deprived of, that's really good.
All right. So basically it gets cut off there, but that's an interesting angle. And I heard that, and I started digging, and there is a swath of people talking about this. And so you see the ivermectin angle, where it's an anti-parasitic, just food for thought. It's kind of interesting that, you know, you catch these little things floating around. We got Tom in Florida. Tom, what's on your mind? We got Tom. All right. Okay. So anyway, Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Producer, this is clip two. This is Wayne Allen Root. I heard him the other day, and, you know, he's an interesting character. But he's talking about various things with the collapse, and this is about a week old and maybe a couple days, but it's a pretty good synopsis just of what we're facing here. Go ahead and roll two.
How about the trucking companies? They're all going out of business, hundreds per week. Who's going to deliver the food? I was on the road this morning in my beloved Las Vegas, and I must have passed 15 food trucks or beverage trucks or liquor trucks, you know, beer trucks, all of that in a short little 5-minute trip. 15 trucks, they supply casinos, they supply restaurants, they supply bars, they supply nightclubs, they supply supermarkets, they supply bodegas. Without trucks, we have nothing. Well, the truckers can't afford the diesel. They're going broke. One truck generally uses like $1,000 to $2,000 worth of fuel a day, an 18-wheeler, a day. And some of these trucking firms have 1,000 trucks. They're going bankrupt. They're all going out of business. There's no point in going to work each day to lose money. If the truckers go out of business and there's no more truckers, guess what happens? America collapses. The economy collapses. We all starve to death. And by the way, that's obviously their goal, because they wanted to vaccinate all the truckers. That's why in Canada they had that amazing trucker convoy. They didn't want to be vaccinated and die or be sick and be disabled. Steve Kirsch is one of the most brilliant guys in America on the COVID vaccine. He's looked at all the stats. He says over 750,000 Americans are dead directly from the COVID vaccine. but more importantly, 5 million are disabled and can never work again. 5 million extra Americans are on disability and can never work again. He says his numbers from doing studies on the COVID vaccine. If you gave that vaccine to every trucker, there'd be no truckers left. Even if you lost only a third of the truckers or only half of the truckers, there'd be no one left to deliver the goods in the United States of America. It's exactly what's happening with the pilots. The truckers were independent contractors, but the pilots work for the airline and they have to do what the airline tells them to do. So the pilots did not have a big fight about it. And then most of them took the vaccine. Now they're sick, they're dying. And the ones who didn't take it are enough, maybe 30%, that there's no one left to fly the planes. And each weekend it's a travel nightmare. And each day, thousands of flights are canceled and delayed. On weekends, tens of thousands. This is not a problem that's going away. Take 2 years to train a pilot and they're gonna have to lower the standards. You're gonna see lots of crashes. Do you realize we have the safest airline industry in the world? Do you realize there's never a crash anymore? Knock on wood, ever, of a major commercial airline? How many years has it been? Do you have any idea when they lower the standards to get new pilots in quickly and they let people who have substandard minds, brains, they pass the SATs with, you know, signing their signature and never got a word right? Now you're going to let them in because we need diversity, because we need new people at any level of incompetence. There's going to be plane crashes left and right 2 years from now. Until then, there's going to be a travel nightmare every day and every weekend like you can't believe, and it's only getting worse as more pilots and flight crews get sick or die or quit rather than take the vaccine. Let's also talk about the diesel fuel shortage. So even if the truckers wanted to go, they can't afford to go because, A, they can't afford the diesel fuel, and, B, the shortage means some trucks will not have gas, so they can't leave their garage. Diesel engine oil about to run out completely in a matter of 8 weeks unless we find a very quick replacement. Maybe we will. I don't know. But if we don't, the trucks are very slowly all going to begin to stop running, and there's going to be no one to deliver anything. The insanity of the Green New Deal. There is no energy option out there to replace, quote-unquote, dirty fossil fuel, and your electric bill is going to triple and quadruple, and the gas you put in your car is going to go to $10 a gallon. This will kill and tank the economy. How about environmental Nazis who, while this is all happening, want to block 3,500 drilling permits that are already issued on federal lands, and they're suing in court and tying them up? This is the insanity of the left. Grocery prices out of control, crime out of control, vaccine mandate, citizens dying out of control, no employees to fill the jobs because of the vaccines, and the amount of people are sick and amount of people who will not take a job because they will not be vaccinated. I've got even more here about the economic collapse. It goes on and on. It's coming. Be prepared. Get food security. Make sure you have extra gas. Make sure you have generators. Make sure you have water filtration systems. Get ready because it's going to get rough. Wayne Allyn, root from America.com.
You can stop it there, but that's a pretty good synopsis of a few different angles here about, you know, what we're facing here. Let's take Tom in Florida. Tom, come back on up.
Robert, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Robert?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you can hear me? Okay. Yeah, Robert, first off, you know, you brought up a lot of great points, but let's talk about the state of Israel. Robert, you remember back in the 80s in Israel, there was all those bus bombings? Remember all the buses getting blown up in the 80s in Israel? You don't hear about that no more? That was something that... you know, every week you hear about in the news, okay? But you don't hear that no more. But here you want, we got these Zog agents want to take our guns, but the guy, the leader in Japan, the ex-prime minister, he got shot with a homemade double-barrel shotgun some Japanese guy made. So they improvised guns.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, well, whatever the case. But the point is, you got these Zog agents over here wanting to take our guns away. From the American citizenry, and you know, and that will never happen. It's never going to happen. Nobody's going to. They're not. What are they going to do? Just going to. We'll lead the World War III.
Think about this. Look at the people right now, and I've been seeing these stories floating around. People defending themselves against these thugs getting charged, like the guy from the 61-year-old Latino guy up in the bodega, New York City.
He kills the guy trying to rob him in this bodega, and he gets locked up. And I'm seeing these prosecutors now, they've gone with the UK model, which is, and the Canada model. You're not allowed to even defend yourself anymore. So that not only do they want to strip you of your firearm, but they also want to say that you're not allowed to even defend yourself against somebody, especially if they're a person of color and they're the aggressor. I mean, this is where we're going.
Well, exactly right, Robert. And, you know, let's look at the country of England or Great Britain, whatever the hell you want to call it, the United Kingdom. They had 418 stabbings with swords and knives. And I think it was London alone. I can't remember where I saw that story. In London alone, I believe in 1 year, they had like 418 murders.
Well, look at knives. They throw acid in people's faces over there.
That's right.
You know.
Exactly. So this crap with the gun is a bunch of scumbags and these filthy billionaires. Look, one guy calls on your show once in a while. They're the synagogue of Satan. That's what we got running our country and our world. The synagogue of Satanry is running our world, Robert. And you know that. We all know that.
Sure.
These demonic swine, and they're getting away with it. And look, they're 2% of the population in this country, but they're running our media. What in the hell is going on here? And I guess you're right, Robert. Everybody's a bunch of sheeple. We got a bunch of sheeple.
Think about this. Look at all the people in the Congress, and look at all the judges that happen to be of the tribe. Look at the slimeball Jamie Raskin. Have you seen a slimier character in your life?
That guy takes the cake, Robert.
But I mean, all of these people, Blumenthal, Swinestein, I mean, all of these Jewish Democrats are hardcore Bolshevik gun grabbers. And until people, look at how Ted Nugent got excoriated for retweeting that picture of all the six-pointed stars with all the Jewish gun grabbers. Remember, he got really raked over the coals for that one?
Exactly. I remember that. Of course I do. And Robert, let me ask you a question. Before I want to go into one more thing, but when you talk about these Jews, I know you have the sects. So you have the Hasidic, you have the Reformist, you have the I guess you got conservative Jews. Is that correct?
These are all various branches. Okay, the Hasids, that kind of takes in Chabad Lubavitch and a whole bunch of these different. Okay, they're
diamond
all basically ultra orthodox. The Hasids are ultra orthodox. Okay, you got Reformed and you got conservative. Reformed are the most liberal. Those are the hardcore. Like, hey, let abortionists, the whole nine yards, they're happy to take them into the synagogue, you know, the baby killers and the rest of it. Conservatives kind of in the middle, then Orthodox is hardcore Talmudic types. Some of them are politically, some of the Orthodox claim to be politically conservative, okay? But most of the rest, the conservative and the reform are usually all hardcore Democrat Marxists.
Right, some of them have a secret handshake or something. I heard the Hasidics or some crap. I don't know what the hell that is all about, but yeah, I heard that. And the thing is, though, Robert, you know, they're only 2% of the population in the Christian or the white males. Anglos have allowed this nonsense. What the hell?
Well, they sure do.
Well,
because Christian Zionism have warped a large swath of the Protestants. Catholicism got watered down at Vatican II. And so Catholicism and Protestantism have both been completely watered down as far as the Jewish question goes. And their minds have been erased to the fact that organized Jewry is an insidious force in anybody's country, and they're going to cause all kinds of skullduggery and put everybody against each other. Look at how they got the races pitted against each other. I mean, they're real good at it. This is Bolshevik Red Terror level stuff. Hey, thanks for the call, Tom. Let's see. I know we got somebody else that called in. Paul in California. Paul, what's on your mind?
Well, it's a really good show tonight. A lot of good clips you're playing, a lot of good talking points. just quickly want to revisit a previous caller when he was talking about the oligarchs and the kings, you know, purchasing all the real estate and using those sorts of analogies.
Yeah.
And, you know, we both know who that really is. But I wanted to make the point, you know, because there's a lot of talk about these, you know, republic form of government and a democracy and all this other blather. Yeah. And let's face it, all of these things are just are mere, they're playthings in the hands of the Jew, okay? In my opinion, when you look back at what National Socialist Germany was able to do, there was a number of things that they implemented, and we don't have to go over them point by point, but if you read the 25-point platform of the National Socialist Party, which anybody can do, one of the key provisions in there is they said that all large incomes, not based on work, and we could also interpret that as, you know, doing
speculation.
We could interpret that as doing something that produces something of value in the economy that contributes in some meaningful way. But all large incomes not based on work will disappear. That was stated in the 25-point platform. And as I've made the point so many times, anybody who reads that 25-point platform of the National Socialist Party would come away thinking, yeah, that's what I want. That's what we need for this country. And unfortunately, there probably will, in order for us to get out of this mess, at least initially, I believe that we're going to need to have some form of authoritarian control to take over or take back what has essentially been stolen and weaponized against us.
I've pretty much come to that place as well numerous times as I sit and contemplate on this. And before I even became a talk radio host, I used to say certain things parallel to that when I was a caller. You know, due to the fact that right now the system is so polluted with corruption that I was just talking to a friend. I was like, somebody's going to have to be that Saddam Hussein like figure when he walks around the table of his advisors with a pistol out and ready to pop one of them in the head because things are so bad that, you know, remember, have you ever seen those videos where Saddam would be talking and then he'd be like in a theater and then his guards would just come start grabbing guys out of the rows and taking them out of there? And he'd have them in that kind of fear. And unfortunately, that's going to be some sort of necessity for a short period of time due to the fact that the media is completely taken over by enemy forces, the judiciary completely taken over by enemy forces, and first and foremost, the academia is completely trashed with Marxists and traitors and everything else. And so they've wrecked the minds of our young people for
that's
decades.
Key point. Yes. That's the key point. They have destroyed the minds of so many average Americans. And the fact of the matter is they do wield real power. When they are in these government positions, when they are in these positions in the media and academia, they can hire and fire anybody they want. They can exclude content. And, of course, they can use it full-time to propagandize us.
Well, Paul, look at this. Look at just the destruction since all of these Zio prosecutors have taken office all across the land. Letting out the thugs in a revolving door. Like I said, somebody defends themselves, they get a case, they're going to get locked up. And then you see what I mean? This book and release, catch and release in all of our major cities, this is all by design, and you and I know it. Just like Lenin emptied the prisons in Russia and created this complete, you know, Cheka force. A lot of these people that we see running around doing all this crazy stuff, if and when these people get their solidification of power, these are going to be the Red Terror squads.
Right. Now, to this point, I was actually going to mention that when you mentioned something about the 61-year-old man and they're charging him. Yeah, we have to be careful because, as you know, we live in a world where everything is fake, and at any moment, any story is up to question. So sure. I'm not saying they're all this way, but I do believe a good number of these are planted in the news because I go back to way back before they killed the killed YouTube. When YouTube used to be worth something, you go to certain channels and they break down all these different events. And many of these stories turned out to be a fraud. In other words, where either they didn't prosecute the guy and there was no court case because somebody actually went to the courthouse to look and see the file.
Well, this guy's allegedly out on bond now. They finally let him out on bond. But you got that prosecutor, that big black dude up there in New York City now, this DA, and he's a real piece of work, I understand.
No doubt, and I'm not disputing the fact that we don't have issues, but we have to be careful on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, but going back to this thing that, you know, the government has essentially been weaponized against us. Everywhere that they get power, okay, they turn the government into the enemy of the people. I think a very strong case can be made. It's simple as that. When you go back to Germany, no matter what everybody says about it, I don't think you can argue that the German government was the enemy of the German people. In effect, the German people that wrote about it and testified later at the time talked about how great it was, how great life was in Germany before the war.
Hey, check this one out. And you talk about this information liberation. Brazilian pastor sentenced to over 18 years in prison for praying an anti-Semitic prayer. This is from July 6th from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency. Pastor was filmed 2 years ago praying for another Holocaust, was sentenced to 18 years and 6 months in prison, a historic penalty that made headlines across Brazil. And they're all saying, oh, great. You know, and then you get down into the comments, they're like, yeah, well, Brazil was just the main slave plantation of the Jews.
Exactly. So before I'm not going to, you know, take up all the time. I appreciate the time you give me so far, but I just wanted to quickly cover this whole thing with the vaccines and the graphene oxide and the so-called causes of COVID. So the guy who claimed to be a doctor, you played his clip from Alex Jones, and many people have said many things on the air. And I spent quite a bit of time looking into this, and I'm firmly convinced that the guy over there, the people over there at La Quinta Columna, as well as Dr. Robert Young and others, have it right, okay?
Yeah.
Or at least they have it more right than everybody else, which means this. Is despite what that guy said about a parasite, that would be something that would be post-COVID. In other words, the vaccine they may have injected. I think they're probably doing a number of different things with the vaccine.
Me too, yeah. I think they got a ton of simultaneous little projects going on.
Right, but I have right now, I have an actual DVD that I bought way back when, probably in the late 80s, early 90s, about Raymond Royal Rife and his work.
Uh-huh.
And you can still see these clips online. You can see bacteria and other microorganisms bursting from electromagnetic frequencies. Okay,
this
is back in the 20s and the 30s. So this is nearly 100 years ago. They were bursting the cell walls of microorganisms, and you could actually see it under the microscope. So you know that they are doing these sorts of things with the various frequencies that they've been subjecting us all to. There's evidence. I watched a video recently that they've been putting graphene and graphene oxide out there into this environment.
Yeah, in the meat and everything else. All right, Paul, thanks for the call. We'll see you later. Yeah, putting it in the meat, putting it in all kinds of things. The chemtrails. Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you want to go. You see, I'm not lying.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You mend the trenches, fire in the sky. You wait for the signal, the order to die. You're scrambling forward with fear in your eyes. Charging the enemy and you still wonder why. Obey all your orders and you do what they say. But you may be a pawn in a political game. And your leaders may not be all that they seem. And your bravery is mocked by a crooked regime. We'll be the fools no more. Now that we find out the score. Millions of men have died in these plans, but it's not always been for the good of their lands. Some died for profit and political greed, but it's always the soldiers, not the leaders, who bleed. With a few brave exceptions, most leaders are scum who lie to the people while they beat on their drums. And they bleed to the people to hate national pride. But the leaders, they don't have none. We've been taken for a ride. We'll be the fools no more.
All right, we're back. Now Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now the latest. Britain's favorite drink can increase the risk of blood clots. Britain's most popular drink, which is tea, could make your blood sticky and increase your risk of a blood clot, according to leading consultant venous surgeon. Okay, so now they're trying to say, so the reason for all the sudden surge in blood clots is the tea you're drinking. Now you know what? Unrelated, it's the tea. So now that's the latest. Soil, you're digging in the soil that causes, sudden death syndrome. I mean, they're just – and there's a lot of these doctors out here who are like, look, they're going to try to say everything but these genetic sabotage injections are the reason why people are dropping dead. You're having more and more of these actors, sports people, football players. We'll see if this thing really – I mean, if it lights up even further, what it's going to do is it's going to cause some psychosomatic effects. A lot of these people that have taken these shots. And so then you're going to have an increase of people that are sitting there going to be worried day in and day out due to the fact that they've taken 2, 3, and 4 of these things. And then so it'll almost be a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's what's so crazy. Once this kind of reaches like a critical mass proportion where people start really, oh my God, these things are dangerous. And then everybody that took these things are going to be sitting there worrying about it and probably driving themselves, you know, neurotic and probably going to drop some more people dead. That's what's real crazy. Caesar in New York. Caesar, what's on your mind?
Hey, Robert, the communist state of New York, you're the king of radio at this hour. The guy that you're talking about, his name is Al Bragg. He is the Manhattan DA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
And he charged, I believe the gentleman's name is Joseph Alba, and he charged him with murder. And
that's right.
I think he's out on $250,000 bail, which if we do the kindergarten mathematics, I guess what would be $50,000 cash?
Well, if they authorized 10%, it'd be $25,000. But his family was, I mean, tripping about him getting charged with murder. When you read about this entire incident, you know, this alleged incident that happened, I mean, just crazy.
It's not crazy. This is the communist state of New York. And right now, if you are a victim, and I know that the people listening are going to say I'm crazy. If you are a victim in this state, you will be charged with murder if you kill someone defending yourself. This is what is now taking place. They call them progressive, I believe, DAs. Maybe I'm mistaken. I think that's what they call them.
Yeah, yeah.
And there has
it's code for Marxist. Progressive is a Marxist. That's just newspeak for Marxist. Yeah.
Well, thank God I have you to educate me at night. And the criminals carry firearms, but the working man cannot even get a permit in this state for a gun. I say, you know what? When the criminals get their permit, the people should get theirs. New York right now, this is disgusting. Okay, the stuff that is going on is just like, it's unbelievable. I mean, there's an article, the guy had all kind of robberies, assaults, like a rap sheet, like longer than my arm, and they just let the guy, it's a revolving door, they let him out now. Mm-hmm, and if you try to defend yourself in this communist state, you will go to jail and you will be charged like Mr. Alba was with murder. Remember, this guy came behind the counter, assaulted him. The girlfriend stabbed him multiple times in the arm, causing him to, you know, he could have bled to death if she would have hit an artery. And they put him in jail, and they put this guy up the next to Jesus Christ.
Right. Yeah, it's nuts. This is up on Law Enforcement Today about Chicago. The criminals run this city now. Footage shows crowd stomping, shattering windshield of a state police vehicle in Chicago. So he pulls up on some sideshow where they're racing and all this. He just pulls up and sees what's happening. And they just all jumped on the dude's car, smashed the windshield in, the whole nine. And I hear New York City's just like it was in the 80s, going just absolutely wild right now. You got the exodus of, what, 1,500 cops? They said hell with it. They're retiring early. They're done.
Well, Robert, it's worse than in the 80s. I've been here since I came from Florida in 1966. We came here from Florida. We're originally from Florida. And this is the worst. You're a former Marine, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you believe that this country would turn the way it's turned? And Robert, what do we got? What's going to happen? Are we going to go down like the Bolsheviks, what they did in Russia in 1913, or are we going to be able to succumb this? Because I don't see this getting any better. I see this thing every day getting worse and worse and worse. These people they got on Rikers Island that they say they're dying, they're not dying on Rikers Island. They're dying on the barge in the Bronx. Because what happens is when they're on the barge, they got no PIN number. You got the gang members running the prison, right? You got MS-13, Crips, Bloods. You go in there, you don't got a PIN number. Nobody knows you're on the barge. They strangle you in there. They send you to Rikers. Say, oh, the guy died in Rikers. No, this is horrendous. And I don't know. It doesn't seem to me like it's getting better. I see nothing but, you know, it's all smoke and mirrors. It's a dog and pony show. You can't believe anything anymore. You don't know what's true, what's a lie. White is black, black is white. You know, right is wrong, wrong is right. It's like, mm-hmm. I mean,
Yeah, this is symptoms.
So dumbed down.
Yeah. Yeah, this is symptoms of the time we're living in these last days when men will call good evil and evil good, and a lot of the, let's just say, the prophetic nature of the scriptures is really being fulfilled right now. When you're talking about what they're doing to these children, these babies, live vivisections, harvesting their stem cells, at these abortuaries, I mean, and these people, I mean, the Satanists are coming out of the woodwork. I mean, think about this, the Satanic Temple, this group, they claim not to believe in Satan. They claim, you know, we don't believe in any entity called Satan, but yet you believe that aborting a child is a religious ritual. So how do these two – you don't believe in any kind of spiritual this and this. Then how is killing a little baby a religious ritual in your quote-unquote temple? You see, that's what these Satanists do. They claim, oh, we don't believe in the devil. We just – you know, we believe in ourselves and blah, 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 blah. But when you dig into it behind the scenes, all of these Church of Satan, Temple of Set, Satanic Temple, they're all into pedophilia, ritual sacrifice and slaughter – and this whole stuff, satanic ritual abuse. We got a bunch of devilish people right now in the highest levels of government, military, intelligence, finance, corporations, so forth and so on. And so that's why they don't have a problem right now with attempting this new Holodomor, which was when they starved out the Ukrainians. This is going to be a worldwide Holodomor where they're going to starve out everybody. Africa, South America, North America, Europe, so forth and so on. Look what they're doing to the Chinese people over there. They got bank runs going on allegedly. Look at the zero COVID policies in China, Australia, New Zealand. This is worldwide. This is a worldwide takedown. And it really looks like they're going for it to take down the world population down to where they are comfortable with it.
What are your thoughts? Are we going to win or are we going to lose? What do you think? You know more about this than I do. I see us losing. I don't see us coming out of this.
Well, we're going to lose in the short term, okay? But, you know, like I was talking about earlier in the broadcast, you got to keep your eye at that light at the end of the tunnel. The designer and creator of this universe is, you know, unfortunately, our own behaviors as a species has been pretty wicked. And so anytime that happens, we come under judgment. There's prophecies in the book of Revelation. The beast will make war with the saints and will overcome them. But that's a very short and temporary process. A lot of us are going to have to suffer for a short period of time, and a lot of us are going to die. But there is going to be a, let's just say, a judgment when all these evil characters, you know, not that you're not supposed to occupy until the return as well. So we're not sit to call here and just be sitting ducks. No, we're supposed to occupy and struggle while we're here against this juggernaut of evil. We're supposed to struggle and fight against it. And so none of us is supposed to be here. Okay, just come take us. I know I'm going to heaven when I die. No, we're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to defend all these innocents, the elderly, the children, the women, and so forth. So it's a really, really it's a kind of a dark time and a time to be excited at the same time due to the fact that where we're at on the timeline of history. And so these demons, they want, look, they're trying to let's just say, secure their win for eternity. And you know how they want to do that? They want to secure their win for eternity by destroying our gene pool. They want to tinker with the human race's DNA by making themselves better. It's called a breakaway civilization. They want to break away from the rest of us. And so while they want to make us worse genetically, physically, spiritually, they want to drive us downward. They want to keep making themselves improved through genetic enhancement and robotics, nanotechnology, artificial intelligence, and all that. So they want to become these supermen, these gods, while they want to make us so weak, so pathetic, and so dumbed down that we'll never be able to surmount an attempt at ever overthrowing them again. And so this is what the battle we're in. They want, you can look at the, they got these documents called like 2045, where they become these superhuman types, and then they want us to become down here at the level of groveling animals. And they're trying to do this to us through these vaccinations, through the poisoning of the food supply, the water supply, and so forth. So we're in a battle right now, and where it's going to go, you know, I know that at the end these people are going to be smitten and destroyed, but right now it's hard to say whether enough of us are going to, let's say, get our things together enough to, you know, there's people over there in Europe right now. They're talking about they want Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates dead. And this is in these big demonstrations and so forth and so on. So people are getting wise. People are doing their research. And so right now it's touch and go. It's hard to call it. Because I'm surrounded by idiots here in my locale, and I know you feel that way too, probably up there in New York. So, but you know, you can't give up hope, man. We're all humans. God's on His throne, and this is all part of the plan, unfortunately. But at the same time, it's kind of exciting to be alive at this point in time when these jerks are really going operational with all the things that we've been paying attention to for all these years. And so now's our time to, you know, stand in the gap and, you know, raise our voices and be ready for what they've got coming. That's about as best I can answer right now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You're a light of hope. And when you see through your eyes, you see through the eyes of God, and He experiences His reality through yours. That's all I got to say.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks for the call, man. I kind of needed that as well. So, appreciate you being there. Where are we going to go now? I got to get this one in here due to the fact that it's just so crazy. And I'm not saying that this is, you know, Veritas, but Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready. This one was floating around all over and, no, clip 9. Sorry, Mr. Producer, clip 9. And this is about stem cells and how they harvest them from these babies and stuff. And this is enough to get you really, really pissed. So while they're burning churches all over the place because of this Roe v. Wade psyop, while they're burning Methodist churches, Catholic churches all over, attacking pro-life centers, vandalizing the hell out of them, they're burning churches in our country, folks. Listen to this. Go ahead and roll 9.
Last whistleblower came out and said
HEK293.
It is the stem cell that is in the Pfizer clinical trial for the vaccine. Okay? So it's the stem cell used from aborted fetuses.
Right.
So up until a week ago, I was under the impression that HEK293 was just a number or name assigned to it. It's very sinister. The reason why there's a 293 following the HEK is because it took 293 attempts to extract that stem cell from an aborted fetus.
Right.
So now they have a chain from this aborted fetus, okay, that they're putting in our vaccine or the vaccine. All right. Not until about a week and a half ago did I read this article where there was somebody that commented on the comment section. And this is where my research is from. And then it kind of came to confirm, because I did a little bit of research on my own, that there's no real way to extract a stem cell from a fetus that's deceased. There has to be viable blood going through the fetus. It also has to be in its later stages. The only way for that to happen is for the baby to be born alive. And then yeah. we can take that. Wait, no, it gets worse than that.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
So not only does the fetus have to be viable, you can't give it anesthesia to cut the or get the extracted stem cell out. It has to be alive. But first, without anesthesia, to a living being, they have to take the brain out, take the heart out, and then take the kidney and extract the stem cell. So essentially,
listen,
we are murdering infants.
You hearing it?
Without anesthesia for something to be put into a vaccine.
How many weeks or months?
It's got to be at least.
I don't know, but I would think it's trimester. Later. Yeah, it has to be later.
Third trimester.
Well, the kidney has to be developed, right?
The kidney has to be developed.
That organ would have to be developed.
Listen, my body.
All right. So now I'm not sure if that's true or not, but if it is, that's some woo. But think about what they do to these Falun Gong people in China. Mobile execution vans pull up, no anesthesia, cut them open, harvest their organs, sell them. During the Turks doing that stuff in Syria with these little kids, I played some of that stuff. Very, very creepy. Of course, the tribe is known for this stuff. Donald Trump endorses Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo for Nevada governor. I saw this, and this was a while back. So this Joe Lombardo, this was the guy that was doing all these press conferences with this Las Vegas so-called massacre, okay, and all the skullduggery with that. And Trump endorsed this guy. He's running for governor now. Very, very interesting. You know, all the things about Saudi princes about to be assassinated there and all that stuff. And just, you know, Trump's got a big hotel in Vegas. And so the sheriff from Vegas, who very nervous around all them feds, he's running for governor now as a Republican. And Trump endorsed him from the Las Vegas massacre sheriff. Very, very weird, weird thing there. I thought that was just kind of crazy. So Biden signs an executive order targeting red states over abortion laws. You know, these communist baby-killing bastards are not going to give up. They're here in St. Louis outside of Busch Stadium. Bunch of these people shut down Highway 40 as the game was getting out, allegedly. Real weird, you know. We see these people. I mean, Leo Zagami. Crazy. Logo for the 2025 Vatican Jubilee year inspired by the LGBTQ community. It's all rainbows. And I mean, how sick is that? These perverts in the Vatican. It's just, you know, insane. Now, this one's just blows your mind. Deep Department of Energy employee alleges this gender fluid drag queen kink nutty does not meet qualifications to be deputy secretary in the Nuclear Energy Department. So Sam Brinton, a genderqueer drag queen into BDSM and prominent gay rights activist. He was appointed by the Biden regime to oversee the new U.S.'s nuclear power plants and spent fuel cleanup, spent fuel waste and disposition. Okay. He's a non-binary drag queen into kink with they, them pronouns. What's crazy is, so Sam Brinton announced he's now officially serving as the deputy assistant secretary into spent fuel and waste disposition and blah, blah, blah. But then it got into this whole senior executive service thing. So investigation into irregularities in the selection of Samuel Brinton for a career senior executive service appointment in the U.S. Department of Energy. Substantial irregularities in the hiring process. So we've heard about everybody talking about the SES for all this time and this secret kind of branch of bureaucrats, continuity of agenda, I would kind of call it. And so this little guy, he's going to be a member of the senior executive service. Isn't that nice? Just blow through a few headlines here towards the end of the globalist war on nations has entered its final stages. Many are ready to fall like dominoes. Klaus Schwab told his fellow globalists that we must prepare for an angrier world. Massive bank run in China turns violent. A crack opened at Earth's magnetic field yesterday and stayed open for 14 hours. What did it let in and out? The whole CERN thing. Everybody's really, really going after it. I had an Anthony Patch video I was going to play about the Mark of the Beast, but I just didn't have time. What did we wake up to? Red Dawn scenario. Russia, China, pre-staging troops at the southern border. You know, you could see this gang of traitors right now that sits in the White House. They stole this election. They've collapsed the economy, let the border hang wide open, printed up money as far as the eye can see, shut down the energy, and then it wouldn't even surprise me if they let the doors wide open for an invasion, because these people are that sick. They're that corrupt. And guess what? If Russia truly is still have grand designs on world communism and Putin just playing a role kind of as a nationalistic kind of savior of the world thing, but if he's teamed up with China to take us down, this is world communism, communist international. We'll see what happens, but you can see the guillotines being busted out, so be ready for what's coming, folks. Look what happened in the last week. Gee whiz, what's going to happen in the next week? Be ready. Who knows what's going to happen? No one can say that we don't deserve it after the blood that has been spilled. The battle is won, the war's been done, now the tomb I've fared and built. Now it's crystal night once more, your race once burns. Look at me, I am the law. You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. You can.